So good evening and welcome everybody. Apologies, I moved my mic. Good evening and welcome everybody to our BrailleSense 6 and BrailleSense Polaris exploring core applications on the BrailleSense 6 and BrailleSense Polaris course. This is week number 2 of 4. My name is Stuart Lawler. I'm from Sight and Sound Technology here in Ireland, and my colleague Fionnuala Murphy from Sight and Sound Technology Ireland is also with us to help co-host. We're delighted to see you all here this evening. For those who were here last week, we explored the BrailleSense 6 and BrailleSense Polaris file manager, and tonight we're going to explore the email application. There are very minor differences, one difference in particular with regard to the email application of the Polaris, and I will mention that when we get to it. As always, your questions and comments are very much valued and appreciated, and we'd love to hear from you. You can do that during the session if you'd like to raise your hand by pressing Alt and Y on Windows, or activating the raise hand button if you're using a mobile app, or you can type in the chat by pressing Alt and H or activating the chat button, and Fionnuala will be keeping an eye on our raised hands and chat messages, and we'll make sure to have plenty of time for questions at the end. And for anyone who is interested, next week we'll be looking at the BrailleSense word processor. So if you're interested in word processor and what the BrailleSense word processor can do, then please come along next Thursday night. So with all that out of the way, let's talk about email. And I'm focusing this evening on the BrailleSense built-in email software. Because this is an Android device, there are lots of other email applications you can use. So you could, for example, use the stock Gmail app. You could use Aquamail. You could use Microsoft Outlook. In my opinion, nothing is as efficient as the built-in mail app. It does have some limitations for sure, but it is probably the most efficient way to get access to your messages. And certainly, for new users, it's probably the most straightforward way to do it. And we are, as we said last week, focusing on core functions of the BrailleSense Polaris and BrailleSense 6 from feedback that we got. So tonight I'm gonna talk a bit about the email app. We're going to go through the process of creating an account, or setting up an account rather, an email account. I'm gonna talk a little bit about Gmail because it always comes up. And then we'll look at some of the functionality built into the app. So let's start from the very beginning, as they say in The Sound of Music.
File manager.
At our file manager, where we're at the top of the main menu. As we said last week, there's lots of ways to open applications on the BrailleSense 6 and BrailleSense Polaris. You can use first letter navigation, probably, which is probably the quickest way. So E for email, for example, or you can scroll around to the application if you wish. I'm gonna press the letter E and the email application will open.
Getting new message list. Unread from WooWalk Info WooWalk IO subject.
Okay, so I have opened the email application and it has opened my inbox of my work email. I'm going to set up another email account in just a moment. And then we'll come back to the inbox and we'll show you how we will navigate around the email messages and folders. Now, before we set up a new email account, and email account I'm going to set up is a Microsoft Office 365 or Microsoft Exchange account, as the BrailleSense calls it. But before we do that, I just want to talk a little bit about Gmail, because there are some specific things to note if you have Gmail access, and most people do. If you're using Gmail, there are two options for setting up your email account. You can either, and this will depend on how your Gmail account is configured. If you have two-factor authentication, in other words, if you sign into Gmail and then you get a message on your phone or a prompt to the Gmail app on your phone to sign in, you can create what's called an app-specific password for the BrailleSense 6 or BrailleSense Polaris to use in the email application. If you don't have two-factor authentication, then you will use your Gmail master password, but you do have to enable access for less secure apps in the Gmail settings. And access to less secure apps is turned off by default. So if you enable access to less secure apps, These are apps that Gmail feels are not trusted, and the Polaris and BrailleSense 6 are one of them. This will allow the email application on the BrailleSense and Polaris to connect to Gmail. The caveat here is that if you don't check your email for a period of 30 days, Google will automatically turn off access to less secure apps, because it's a security thing that it's doing. So if you come back then and try to use your email, you'll get invalid credentials and you'll have to go back into your Gmail settings and turn it off. So you do need to make a decision if you're going to use Gmail, how you're going to do that. We are also aware, because I know there's at least one person on the call tonight I can see who has had these issues. We are also aware of some issues if you try to delete messages from certain Gmail accounts. We haven't been able to reproduce this with any consistency, which makes it very, very difficult to troubleshoot. But we're aware of an issue that when you try to delete emails from certain Gmail folders, you'll get an error that the message could not be deleted. And we're not actually sure why, and HIMSS are currently investigating. So I just wanted to mention those things. So we're going to go to the BrailleSense account manager. I'm going to show you where it is in the menu, where it lives in the menu. And then you'll also hear the shortcut key when we do that. So I'm going to press the F2 key to invoke the menu for the email application.
File, F, pull down.
We're in the file. We're at the top. At the top of the menu bar at the moment under file. We need to go to tools.
Edit tools. T message tools. T pull down.
And we need to press enter.
Accounts manager. M dialog enter M.
And here we are. This is where we need to be, at the accounts manager. And the shortcut key, as you heard, is enter and M for Mike or mail. So I'm going to press enter.
Accounts manager dialog. Account name. Side and sound 1-1.
So at the moment, there's one email account set up on my BrailleSense called Sight and Sound. I'm going to, well, I could do one of two things. I could press the tab key till I get to the button to add a new email account, or I could press the shortcut to add an account, which is enter and A. And that's what I'm going to do, just to be a little quicker.
Default mail server, pop 3.
So now we have a dialog box where we can configure our email account. And the first thing we're asked is what type of email server is the account sitting on, or what type of email server are we wanting to configure? The first option is POP3. I think it would be rare that people would choose that these days, but there may be some instances when you want to use POP3.
IMAP.
This is IMAP. This is what you're going to use, for example, if you're going to be using Gmail.
Exchange.
And here's Exchange or Microsoft 365 email access, and this is what I'm going to use. So I'm now going to press the tab key because I'm in a dialog box.
Account name.
And this is the name of the account. This is just a name that you will reference it by on the account list. It's not going to show up anywhere. It's my personal email account, so I'm just going to call it personal email.
Personal email space.
And I'm going to hit the tab key.
Exchange server URL.
This is the server URL for the Microsoft Office 365 server in this case. If you have a different Exchange server, you would need to find out what that is. In almost all cases, it's going to be outlook.office365.com. So let me write that in now. I'm just going to verify that I have written that correctly. It looks correct on my Braille display, but sometimes when I write these things in UEB, I forget to put a letter sign in.
Outlookoffice365.com.
That sounds good to me. I'm going to hit the tab key again.
Login username.
My login username is simply my email address, and this is my personal email address, so it's different to my work one. So I'm going to stick this in here. I'm going to make sure that's correct.
Stewart Stuart Lawler IE.
That's my email address, and I'm going to hit the tab key.
Password.
And this is my email password. So I'm just going to, because I use a password manager, I have to pull up my password because I don't actually know it off the top of my head. So I'm going to type this in.
Computer Braille.
Now, you don't have password to use computer Braille, but I always switch to computer Braille when I'm entering passwords, especially when there's lots of mixed case, just to be sure. So
uppercase
now. And I'm
uppercase.
And that's my password.
Uppercase.
Entered.
Advanced.
And I'm press the tab key again. This is the advanced dialogue. In an Exchange account, the only thing I can do in advanced is set up my signature. If this was an IMAP account, for example, Gmail, I could go in here to configure port numbers. And when you are setting up Gmail, you do need to know what those port numbers are. They're detailed very clearly on Google's help pages for setting up Gmail on devices. So it's worth going to have a look at this. I'm not going to go into advanced for the moment. I'm simply going to tap on
confirm
and press enter. And the BrailleSense 6, this is one of the differences between BrailleSense 6 and BrailleSense Polaris. The BrailleSense 6 will do a quick check at this point to make sure that the credentials actually work. So let's see what happens.
Checking account. Successfully added account.
Now, I know
account
with absolute
name,
certainty
personal that, email
that,
22.
That email account is going to work. On the BrailleSense Polaris, I wouldn't know for sure because it doesn't actually perform that extra check. The other thing to mention at this point is the BrailleSense Polaris has a different client for Exchange email access. So if you use the native email app on the BrailleSense Polaris, you will use it for POP3 or IMAP access. And if you want to use Office 365, you'll use the Exchange email app. So I'm going to tab now.
Information. Enter I. Add. And modify. Enter. Delete. Space D. Close.
I'm going to go to the close button and press enter.
Unread from. WooWalk Info WooWalk IO subject.
So I'm back in my inbox of my work email at this point. I switched into computer Braille when I was entering my password just to be sure I was entering it correctly. So I'm going to switch back to contracted unified English Braille, which is my preferred code. To do that, I'm going to hit G chord twice. G chord, just to mention, toggles between contracted, uncontracted, and computer Braille.
Uncontracted Braille. Contracted Braille. Unread from. WooWalk Info WooWalk IO.
Now, this is the inbox. I can simply up and down arrow through messages here.
Unread from. Link to notifications. Norically LinkedIn.com subject.
There's a LinkedIn message.
From. BPW252NIU.edu subject. Registration for Working Age Forum meeting on March.
So this is an email. The last two emails were unread. This is one that I have read already. If I press the enter key at this point, the email will open and will appear in Braille, obviously, and you can use your panning keys to read. But if you have speech turned on, the BrailleSense and Polaris will start reading this email immediately.
Message body. Google Forms, join us for our next WAF meeting in March. Registration for Working Age Forum meeting on March 29th.
I'm just going to stop that talking. Space and Z will bring you back to the inbox.
From BPW252NIU.edu.
Now, what about this other email that we set up a moment ago? So we're currently looking at my work email address, which is sightandsoundtechnology.ie, but we did set up my personal email a moment ago. If we want to jump to view the personal email account, I can do this from within the menu, or I can press the backspace key with .3, .4, and .5.
Getting new message list. Unread from. My cloud team Norically us3mycloud.com subject.
And supporting. I've now moved into my personal email. If I want to move back to my work email, I will do the reverse and press backspace with .1, .2, and .6.
Getting new message list. Unread from. WooWalk Info WooWalk IO subject.
And I'm back to my work inbox. Okay, so we've done some navigation, some basic navigation. And now I'm going to start the process of sending an email, and I'm going to send a quick message to Fionnuala. Before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about address lists in the BrailleSense. Because this is an Android device, you can sync your contacts list, be it in Google or in Microsoft Exchange or anywhere else, if it sits on a cloud storage somewhere, you can sync by setting this up as an account in the settings app of the device. This is on the Android end of things. So you would set up your email account, whether that's an Exchange or a Google account, and you would select what services you want to sync, be they contacts or calendars. And that's what I've done. My contacts sit on Microsoft Office 365. They sync between my phone, my Microsoft Outlook, and now my BrailleSense 6. And of course, the beauty of that is that if I delete a contact from BrailleSense, it automatically deletes from my phone in real time. And there is nothing better, I believe, than Microsoft Exchange or Microsoft 365 to do this really, really well. I never feel Gmail does it quite as slickly. So we're going to create a new message. And to do that, we press Enter and W for write, or you can find this option in the file menu of the email application. I'll press Enter and W.
Two.
And we're asked to who we want to send the message to. Now, there's a few things we can do here. We can type in simply the email address of the person, or we can browse the address book, and I'll show you the address book in a sec. Or we can start, if it's somebody we've emailed frequently before, we can start typing that person's name, press the tab key, and it will fill in their email address. So let's try this with Fionnuala. So I'm going to start typing Fionnuala's name. I'm not going to type her whole name. I'm going to type F-I-O-N. That should be enough. I'm going to hit the tab key.
C-C.
And I'm going to press Shift and Tab, which is space and B.
Two. Fionnuala Roche, Fionnuala Roche and B-I.
Now that didn't work because I should have typed a bit more. So let me delete.
So I should have typed
a little more for
Fionnuala's
name. So I'm going to try this again.
CC 2. Fionnuala Murphy, Sight and Sound Technology IE.
So now it's filled in Fionnuala's email address because I started typing her name because I have emailed her from this BrailleSense previously. She's also in my contact list, and I'll show you the contact list in a sec. So now we're simply going to use the tab key as you would in Microsoft Outlook, for example.
CC.
There's the CC field. You can add people to the CC field in the very same way with the very same options as we just did in the to field.
BCC.
BCC, if you wish to add that.
Subject,
and we'll just say hello.
Hello.
Hello, exclamation mark.
Message body.
And we'll just say, hi, Fionnuala.
Hi. Fionnuala, comma. How are you today? Question space.
And for those people outside of Ireland, Fionnuala is an Irish name. So, of course, BrailleSense struggles with pronouncing it.
Hi, Fionnuala. How are you today?
And I did a typo on the word how, so I'm just going to fix that. And I'm going to send this message with Enter and the letter S to send.
Sending. Successfully sent new message. Okay. Unread from WooWalk Info WooWalk.io.
Now I want to send Fionnuala another message, but this time I want to send her a file to review. So I want to say send her an attachment. So I'm going to press Enter and W, but this time I'm going to show you the address list. So I'll press Enter and W to go to write.
To.
And again, I'm asked to, who do I want to send this message to? This time I'm going to press Enter and L for list. And this will open my address book.
Search for address.
Now I can search for an address. So at this point, I can type Fionnuala's name. Or if I press the Enter key.
225 addresses found. Mary Kennedy 1 McKennedy@ericom.net.
It starts showing me all the email addresses in my address book. So I'm going to close that for a sec.
Two.
I'm going to press Enter and L again.
Search for address.
And I'm going to type in Fionnuala and press Enter.
One address is found. Fionnuala Murphy, Sight and Sound Technology IE11.
That's the one I want. So I'm going to press Enter to add Fionnuala to the to field.
Two. Fionnuala Murphy,
and if Fionnuala. I keep doing that, I could add more people, obviously, if I wanted to send this email to more than one people, and similarly in the CC,
CC, BCC, etc. Subject.
And I'm going to say file attachment.
File. Attachment.
And I'll just say
message body.
Hi, Fionnuala.
Hi. Fionnuala, comma.
See attached.
See.
So we've now written our message body. I'm going to add a file attachment, the shortcut to add a file attachment. And these are all available, by the way, in the attach file option is available in the file menu. But I'm going to do, again, the shortcut key, which is Enter and F for file.
Attach file dialog. No items.
By default, when you go to attach a file, the Braille Sense looks in a folder called Upload. You can change this if you want, but there's no items in my Upload folder. That's correct. So I'm going to hit the backspace key to back one level.
Upload folder 1112.
And I'm going to press D for documents.
Daisy folder database folder 3, documents folder 412.
Enter.
Policy docs folder 13.
And if those of you who were with us last week will remember, we created a folder called policy docs for all the policy files we had on the device last week.
Draft employee supervision and support policy dot docs 17.
I'm going to just press enter here.
One attached. Draft employee supervision and support policy dot docs 22.87 kilobytes 11.
That file has now been attached to the email, and I'm simply going to press enter and S to send.
Sending. Successfully sent new message.
So that has
unread
been
from Wuwok Info Wuwok IO subject.
Fionnuala. So Fionnuala, if you didn't mind sending us an attachment when you're ready, we'll be able to see how that works. While Fionnuala's doing that, I'm just going to briefly take you through some of the settings, or at least show you where the settings are for the mail app and some of the things you can do. So if we press the F2 key to go into the menu.
File, F, pull down.
I'm going to go over to the tools menu.
Edit tools, T,
and press
pull
enter.
Down. Accounts manager, M,
so this
dialogue
is the accounts
enter.
Manager. You know about that already because we went in there a few minutes ago to create a new email account. Or rather to set up a new email account. You can also modify email accounts in there. So if a password changed, for example, or you can delete an email account if you want.
Set path, P.
This is the
dialogue
set
enter
path
T.
option. Set path allows you to set a default path for sending files and saving files when you're sending or receiving an attachment. So at the moment, I was mentioning to you a moment ago that the upload folder is where the Braille Sense looks by default. We could change that, for example, to the documents folder. And then the downloads folder is where it looks, or rather where it prompts you to save file attachments. Again, that could be changed and we'll see saving attachments in a moment. I'm going to go down again.
Set options.
Dialogue
enter.
I'm going to go into set options for a moment just to show you a couple of things. So let's press enter here.
Default mail server, side and sound.
This is where you set your default mail server, which is currently set to side and sound. I think we have somebody using their device there. So I don't know if you realize you're unmuted. So when you go in here, you have what email server or what email account do you want to open when you open the email app by default. Mine is set to sight and sound. I could change that if I want to my personal email, or I could set it to nothing, in which case it would prompt me to open an email account every time I open the email app. If I hit the tab key.
Confirm.
Sorry.
Default mail server, sight and sound. Users default send from account, sight and sound.
So this is the default send from account, which is sight and sound. So this means if I was to access a link somewhere else in the device, maybe on the web browser, if I was using the web browser and I accessed a mail to link and it opens the email application, it would use the sight and sound email as the email from which to send the message.
Number of messages to receive, 32.
This is the number of emails to receive when either when the email app launches or when you do a send and receive. It's currently set to 32. It can go to 64, 128, or I think all messages. I tend to use this sort of very, very briefly for emails, so I just have it set to 32.
Exchange message list type, simple.
There are two exchange message list types. There's simple, and if I press the spacebar,
detailed.
There's detailed. This dictates how much header information the BrailleSense downloads when it's retrieving emails. The suggestion is that simple will operate a little bit faster. Personally, I haven't really seen any difference between simple and detailed. So I've left it on simple, but I don't think you'll notice a whole lot of difference.
Simple.
I'll down arrow again.
First mail header from.
Okay, so the next four options on this dialogue, message headers. So you can configure how your headers behave. So if you like to see, for example, the subject first and then who it was from and then the date and the size of the email, or if you like to see the name of the person first. So again, you can configure those in whatever way you wish. Now, we were talking about file attachments and I was talking to you about sending attachments. So I'm going to check my email to see if Vanula sent an attachment. And to do that, I can press the enter key with the letter N. It's important to say that even with an Exchange email account, the BrailleSense 6 or Polaris is not all the time syncing or receiving mail. You do need to manually check or exit the email app and come back into the app if you wish. So I'm going to press enter and N.
Getting new message list.
And it's checking.
Unread has attachment from Fionnuala Murphy Sight and Sound Technology IE subject.
So Fionnuala has sent an email and it told me it was unread, and then it said it has an attachment. So I'll press enter here.
Message body. Hi Stuart. Please read the attachment and let me know if you.
And I'm going to open the attachment. I think I think we just lost connectivity there to the BrailleSense. I'll just reconnect that. We're having great connectivity issues tonight.
The gremlins joined
everyone
us tonight.
Everyone knows this is live. This is real live stuff. I'm just going to reconnect this. Sorry, folks. I don't know why my... there we go. Okay. Hopefully we're back.
Out of list, press enter to activate. File manager,
okay.
F.
Hopefully you have my BrailleSense again.
Name. Settings 1-2. Task name. Email
so
2.
Vanula had sent us an email.
Has attachment.
And it tells us it has an attachment.
From
so I'm going to.
Fionnuala Murphy Fionnuala.
I'm going to open this email.
Message body. Hi Stuart. Please read the attachment and let me know if you are happy with it. Regards, Fionnuala.
So Vanula has sent an attachment. So I'm in the body of the email currently. The quickest way to get to the file that Fionnuala has attached is to press space with the letter B, which is the equivalent of a shift and tab, and you would do something similar if you were using a Windows client in most cases. So we'll press space with B.
Attach blog. What's new in JAWS.doc 16.0 kilobytes 1.1.
So here's a here's the file that Fionnuala has sent me. I'm going to press the enter key here.
Attachments will be saved to flash disk download. Do you want to change this location?
And the it tells me the attachment will be saved to flash disk downloads. Do you want to change this location? I'll say no. And the attachment.
One file selected. One file.
The attachment has been saved.
Attach blog. What's new in JAWS?
I'm going to close out of this. And I'm not sure if you're getting very choppy speech from the BrailleSense, but I am.
As attachment from.
I think it's to do with my connection.
Fionnuala Murphy, Fionnuala Murphy, site attachment.
So my file has now been saved, and it's been saved in the downloads folder. So if I were to go to the file manager now and go to the downloads folder, I would see a file in there called blog, what's new in JAWS, which is the file that Fionnuala has sent me. One of the things on many people's wish list, I think, is would be to be able to open files from the email application directly without having to save them. So I think you might see that in the future. Okay, just want to touch on a few other things. There is a handy little option in the message window. So when you open an email message, so for example, if I opened one from Fionnuala there, I could go into the message menu. There's a handy little option to add the sender's email address to your contacts, and that will open a little window where you can fill in the first and last name. And of course, if your contacts are syncing, that will automatically then sync with whatever service you have set up for that. And if you don't have a service set up, it's a handy way to build up your contacts over time on the device. But really, it's advised to sync your contacts with something so that it's easier to keep everything in sync if you're going to access your mail on multiple devices. And I suppose many of us are doing that nowadays. There is also a spam filter within the mail app under tools, where you can set someone's email address or a host, an entire host, or particular subject lines you can or words in a subject, you can flag them as being spam, in which case the device won't download them. Again, for online accounts, this may not be as important anymore, because lots of online accounts have good spam, or at least are getting better at filtering spam, but it's there if you want. And the other thing you may want to do is open links from within emails. There are two ways of doing this. If you receive an email with a link and you want to open the link, if you press the enter key with the letter L, the link will open in the HIMSS browser, the default HIMSS browser. For many things, the default HIMSS browser may not be satisfactory. So if you press backspace and L, then the link will open in either an external application. So for example, if it was a Zoom link, it will push it out into the Chrome browser, and Chrome will in turn pass it to Zoom. Or if it's just a link that you want to review in a browser other than the HIMSS browser, then you can open in Chrome or in Edge or whatever browser you might want to have. So there are some options for doing that. I'm not going to show that. I was going to show that, but I'm not going to, because I think the connectivity issues are with me this evening and my broadband, which is very unfortunate. So I'm very loath to do that in case it goes down again. So I'm going to, it might be a good time to pause and just take some general questions about the email application, about email, about anything that maybe people want to come back on. You're very welcome to ask questions. Now, you can unmute yourself if you want to talk or if you want to type in chat. And thanks to people who are commenting about the videos as well. And we will try and get those out then as soon as possible.
Yep, Abby has a raised hand there. So Abby, you want to unmute yourself, Abby.
Hello, Abby.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. How are you?
Okay, well, I just have, I don't have, I have a question, but I have a trick to pass along that I learned somewhere else about sending someone an email. If you type the first few letters of the person's name in the to field in computer braille, then press enter plus L, you actually will get, you know, a list. Or if it's just one name, you get the one name, and then you can go through the list. It's just an easier, shorter way of doing that. Just I would pass that on.
Yes, thank you very much. It just goes to show there are loads of ways to do everything, and everyone has their, so yeah, great. And that's exactly what these sessions are for. It's as much for people to share their own experience as well as for us to pass things on. So thank you, Abby. That's brilliant.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions or queries about the email application. Pretty much everything that we have said today is relevant on both devices, whether you're on Polaris or BrailleSense 6, as I said, other than the email applications being separate for Microsoft Exchange on Polaris.
Julia has a question there. So Julia, if you'd like to unmute yourself.
Hiya, Julia. I know you've attended some of our webinars before as well.
Muted. Alt plus A button.
Frank Hughes in Julia's PC.
Oh, hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. I'm doing quite well. I have got sight and sound on this one, actually. I've got something like 400 emails on the Polaris, and I want to copy and move all those emails to the BrailleSense 6. And I've obeyed most of the rules, but happily or sadly, it gives the headers, it gives the email addresses, but it doesn't actually bring them all over. So at the moment, I've got Sight and Sound looking into that, and I'm waiting for comment back from him.
Okay.
Three.
And are those emails, Frank, are they, is it a POP3 account?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can see why you want to copy them then. Usually for that, copying the mail folder should do it from the flash disk.
Well, I've tried that, but it often says can't find EML files.
Okay. If you're dealing with our tech support already, are you?
Yeah, to some degree. I've put it on hold at the minute because I had some other problems that sort of now.
Well, when you're ready, come back to support, and maybe if you want to copy me in on the email, because just if I see it as well, I will talk to them, and I may end up taking ownership of it. So I'm happy to do that and try to work with you to get it resolved. So just come back to us when you're ready.
Yeah, we'll do. I'm just because I've got so many things happening at the moment. I mean, I'm happy with the BrailleSense 6. When are they going to do some updates on the Polaris? Because I think that was something like July last year it was updated.
Yeah. So there is a Polaris, obviously, it's kind of inevitable that they're a small development team. When they launch a new product, all the resources tend to go into that. Saying that, they're trying to keep the developments is in so much as they can in line, that both products get updated at the same time. Now, that hasn't been the case, I know. And there was we had a test version of new Polaris software in December. There will be a new build for the BrailleSense 6 in a couple of weeks, and I expect that to come on the Polaris around the same time. So sit tight on that, because there will definitely be one.
Be equal then, shouldn't they, with any luck, or similar to. Obviously, the 6 is one heck of a lot faster.
Yeah, like in terms of upgrades, the Polaris is not going to get anything major, you know, from now on, but you should get... you should get some of the, for example, the podcast player and stuff on the Polaris. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, believe it or not, I've still got a U2 machine that I use now. Machines are good for the web database.
Yeah.
Database. And I still like that. It still works quite well.
Yeah, they're great machines. U2 is still a very solid machine. So yeah, Frank, just get in touch with us when you're ready. And there is definitely, it is doable. It's just the process for doing it, and we just make sure it works for you.
Yeah, I might have gone around it the wrong way or something. You lose patience and it's all good. Thanks anyway.
No problem. Anybody else got any questions? Last chance for any queries or comments.
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes.
Okay. You may have touched on this in your file manager thing, because I wasn't here for that lesson or didn't know about it. But there is an alternative way to send attachments, and if you covered it, like I said, I might have missed it earlier. But if you if you're in your file manager and you are focused on a certain file name and you want to send that as an attachment, I find this to be easier. If you hit Enter S and you're focused on that attachment and like S is in send, if you hit enter S, then as you arrow down, you'll have several choices, like either to send to flash disk, send to SD card, email. You have several choices, and if you enter on the email choice, then it'll put you in the to part of an email, and you can go ahead and, you know, put in your email address that you want to send it to and go through the regular dialogue, and then it will include that as an attachment, that particular file that you've selected.
Yeah, it's a good one. I personally haven't used that. But I know the send to option. And again, it's another example of just different ways to achieve the same thing. But yeah, you're right. If you weren't needing to open the email application beforehand, that's potentially a quicker way of doing it. Yeah, definitely. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Okay. Thank you for what you're doing too, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you
for
coming along.
Thanks for making these things available as podcasts as well.
Yeah, no problem.
We have a question from Mel.
Oh, Mel.
Raised hand, rather.
Mel was with us last week.
Unmute yourself there, Mel.
Now, Mel, you might just need to unmute yourself. You should be able to unmute yourself, Mel. Don't think we're getting.
I think, am I right in recalling this took a minute or two last week?
It did a second.
We'll be patient. True.
We will get the video up shortly, and we'll do this. I'll do the same with the podcast once we tighten up the audio a little bit on that, and we'll get that up as soon as possible.
Type your question into the chat, Mel.
Try to send Mel an unmute request in case that works. Otherwise, Mel, if you want to put it in the chat, or if it's easier for you, send an email and we'll make sure to follow up with it. Just while we're waiting on Mel, if there's anyone else who has a question, you can raise your hand or type in the chat. And next week, we will, just for anyone who wasn't here at the start, next week we'll be looking at the word processor on BrailleSense 6 and Polaris. And again, for those applications, they're virtually identical. So we'll have a look at that. Mel, I know you have my email, I think. So if you want to drop your question in an email, I'll make sure to get to it for you tomorrow. So unless there's any other questions, I'm going to thank everybody for coming along. Thank you for joining our second session. We hope you'll, apologies for the technical issues. We hope you'll come back next week and join us for week 3. Thanks to Fionnuala, who's been with us for the last 2 weeks. Next week, my colleague Sharon will be joining us to help co-host. So thank you, Fionnuala. And we look forward to chatting to you all next week. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks a mil, Fionnuala.
All right, take care.
Bye.